The moment we are traumatized, our left brain shuts down.
当我们受创伤的时候呢，我们左脑其实是会关闭的。
And our right brain takes over.
然后呢，我们的右脑呢就接掌过来。
And our right brain looks for solutions to the problem we're suffering.
然后呢，我们的右脑呢就会开始呢，在这个苦难当中找解决方法。
Looks for emotions and beliefs that are similar to the episode that's happening now.
就会找呢过去你有过的情绪啊感受跟现在你所经历类似的，把它找出来。
And so many of our adult responses to life come from early childhood.
所以呢，很多成人对生命的反应呢，其实都是从童年的经验来的。
And so those solutions are usually quite inadequate.
但是呢，这些解决方法呢，常常都不太适用。
But with the advent of brain science, we can see just how that happens.
但是呢，借着对于大脑的一些研究呢，我们可以了解这是怎么发生的。
Now that we understand that we're looking for traumatic episodes.
那我们了解呢，我们现在要看的是这些受创伤的记忆。
All stored in the right brain.
它们都存留在我们的右脑里。
Now one of the functions of the brain is to keep us safe.
另外呢，我们脑子的一个功用呢，就是保护我们安全。
And to prevent us from being overwhelmed with trauma.
让我们在创伤的时候呢，我们不会不知所措。
So when we're little, we develop a process of splitting.
所以呢，在我们小的时候呢，我们就发展了一种分离的方式。
Splitting off traumatic episodes.
让我们呢，跟这些创伤的经历呢，抽离出来。
Removing them from conscious memory.
让他们从我们有意识的记忆里面抽掉。
We dissociate.
我们就解离了。
And a dissociation event is like taking a memory clip.
解离呢，就好像呢，你把记忆呢，把它这段记忆把它剪掉。
Like taking a video clip from conscious memory.
好像呢，在你的意识的记忆里面，把这段拿掉。
And storing that in the back of the head.
那可能把它丢到你脑子最后面。
Not available to conscious memory.
是你的意识回忆里面搜寻不到的。
But all the time leaking.The traumatic emotions that are stored in it.
但是呢，它还是不断的会释放出这些受创伤的情绪出来。
So we make the mistake of looking for a solution to the problem in the present.
那我们呢，就是陷在一种不断的在现在的状况里面寻找解决之道的困境里。
So the will would say, I will not let that man come near.
譬如说呢，我们的意志会说，我不让这个人靠近我。
And the will also say, I will not look at the pain that is in the back of my head.
那意志也会说，我不要回头看我过去的痛苦。
And so what we have is now a wall between functional self and emotional self.
所以呢，我们现在呢，就在我们的功能自我跟我们的情绪自我中间呢，就有一道墙了。
And Tom and Diane called that the amnesic barrier.
那Tom and跟 Diane 呢，他们就这样子称它。
Behind which are hidden painful episodes.
就是呢，是在痛苦记忆后面之后的。
Now they discovered that these primary parts could be encountered in conversation.
那这些的每个主要的部分呢，其实都能够在跟神的相会当中有一些对话。
That they acted as individual identities.
他们各自都是各自的身份。
And that we could have a conversation with the mind, the functional self.
我们可以跟我们的意志，也就是发挥功能的那个部分产生对话。
And we could have a conversation about relationship with Jesus.
我们也可以跟耶稣的关系里面产生对话。
And the mind usually had embraced Jesus.
那我们的意志呢，通常是接受耶稣的。
And therefore was in relationship with him.
所以呢，也是比较容易跟耶稣有关系的。
And could receive information from him.
也能够接受从耶稣而来的资讯。
Was also discovered that the emotional self usually had a relationship with Jesus.
那同时呢，我们发现呢，我们情绪的自我呢，在后面呢，也是比较容易跟耶稣发生关系的。
So also could receive information from Jesus.
所以呢，也能够从耶稣接受他所给的资讯。
Relational and emotional.
不论是关系上的或是情绪上的。
But the internal protective barrier.
但是在中间那个保护的这个障隔呢。
Was most often not connected to Jesus at all.
却是常常是没有跟耶稣连结的。
9 out of 10 situations.
譬如十个里面呢，有九个可能都是这样。
Where people had a functional connection with Jesus and an emotional connection with Jesus.
就是呢，人们呢在功能上跟耶稣能够有连结，在情绪上呢也能够跟耶稣有连结。
But no connection with the protective self.
但是呢，中间那个保护的自我呢，却没有办法跟耶稣连结。
And this was acting as a blockage to healing.
所以呢，这就会是通往医治之路上的一个堵塞。
Especially if the person was afraid of men.
尤其呢，这个人如果他是怕人的话。
Especially if that person was believing all men are dangerous.
如果呢？这个人呢，他相信呢，人都是危险的。
Jesus is simply included.
包括耶稣在内也是危险的。
Jesus is a man, therefore Jesus is dangerous.
因为呢，耶稣是人子，所以呢，耶稣也会是危险的。
Jesus is a man, therefore don't let Jesus come near.
耶稣是人子，所以呢，也不要让耶稣来靠近我。
And Tom and Diane discovered a way of negotiating with the protective self.
那 Tom 跟 Diane 呢，他们就发现了一个来探索这个跟这个保护的自我来对谈、来探索的方式。
In a way that allowed relationship between them.
好让关系能够发生。
And immediately the protective barrier was reduced.
于是呢，那个保护的屏障呢就开始降低。
So that Jesus was now able to speak directly to the emotional pain.
于是呢，耶稣就能够直接的对于情绪的痛苦来说话。
And so that was a huge development.
所以呢，这是一个很重大的发展。
In understanding the way the brain works.
借着了解大脑的功用。
How the soul functions,
还有我们的心灵是怎么运作
and how our mind, our will, and emotions are separated from one another.
并且呢，了解呢，我们的意志、我们的意念，还有我们的情绪，其实是彼此各自独立的。
So we know now that we have a functional self, a protective self, and an emotional self.
以至于呢，我们现在知道呢，我们有一个功能的自我，我们有一个保护的自我，有一个情绪的自我。
Between the mind. And the emotion, there is a wall. And that wall is called the amnesic barrier.
失忆的障隔。
And the amnesic barrier prevents us from remembering what's in our emotional painful self.
这个失忆的障隔呢，会让我们忘记我们在痛苦当中的记忆。
So the amnesic barrier, the wall,acts as a protector.
所以呢，这个失忆的障隔呢，它是一个墙，它是要来保护我们。
Because we fear that if we remember the traumatic events, we'll be overwhelmed.
因为呢，我们会觉得，如果我们记得过去那些创伤的事件，我们会受不了。
Our mind will stop functioning.
我们的意志会停止功用。
And so that fear keeps the amnesic barrier in place.
所以呢，这样子的恐惧呢，就让这失忆的障隔一直停留在那里。
So, in order for complete healing to take place,
所以如果我们希望有完全的医治
，Jesus wants to connect all three together.
耶稣他渴望把这三个部分都连接起来
：the mind, the will, and the emotions.
我们的意念、我们的意志，还有我们的情绪这三部分。
The thinking self.
一个思想的自我
with the protective self,
还有保护的自我
and the emotional self,
还有情绪的自我
all cooperating together under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
要在圣灵的引导下彼此来合作同工
So that's really the purpose of HeartSync Ministry.
这就是新的整合事工最主要的目的
The purpose is to resolve the issues that prevent these three parts from acting as one.
就是呢，要来解决那拦阻使这三个部分合一整合的因素。
To remove the amnesic barrier by bringing healing to the emotional self.
挪去中间的阻隔，那失忆的阻隔，好让我们能够合一。
And for those parts to cooperate as a single whole.
以至于呢，我们的心能够整合起来，成为一的来运作。
So this is called healing the traumatized brain.
所以呢，这就叫做医治受创伤的脑。
And also called healing the broken heart.
也叫做医治破碎的心。
Both the same.
两者都是一样的。
Both need to take place.
两者都要发生。
So that we can function without being affected by our unresolved pain.
以至于呢，我们的功用呢，不会因为过去没有解决的痛苦受影响。